Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Because of serious economic times, there's been an increase of violence and crime. Most of its victims have been women and youth. There must be a collective effort for all of the grassroots organizations and social agencies to bring peace to these communities. Peace is the common denominator that allows us to transcend above religious, political, and racial differences. We also believe that peace is not just the absence of war or violence, but peace is the absence of conflict. All conflicts are not violent. We must work together as peacekeepers to eliminate these conflicts to create an environment of peace. I am present for peace. www.thepeacekeepers.org.
This portion of The Keys was brought to us by Rafika Consultants and Services, LLC. Rafika Consultants and Services, LLC is on the cutting edge of emerging technologies for designing online classes and providing face-to-face and virtual technology training or help with computer programs, web design, and graphic arts. We also provide biography writing services for websites. For more information, give us a call at 631-399-0149. That's 631-399-0149. On Blog Talk Radio was brought to you by The Fluffs Present the Alphabet, now found in paperback, sporting a 5-star rating on Amazon.com. This portion of The Keys was brought to us by Moon107.com. Moon 107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Moon 107 is an online retail store featuring women's and men's clothing and a gift shop. The woman's shop features stylish tunics, suits, and accessories and offers the well-dressed woman an outlet to find the perfect gift for self or for someone else. The men's shop offers classy French cuffed shirts for the well-dressed man. The gift shop offers organic skin, hair, bath accessories, and inspirational music imported from Africa, India, and Asia, as well as jewelry and accessories. Moon 107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Don't forget to visit Moon107.com.
Hey, this is Sister Afika. This is another live version of the Peacekeepers Roll Call. I am here, I am live, and I am present for peace. And unfortunately, today, Captain Dennis is not available to be with us tonight, but he sends everybody his love. And we had the opportunity to meet up with Captain Dennis on Saturday in Brooklyn, New York, for the Peacekeepers Annual Peace Week that was held at Reverend Youngblood's church, and we had the opportunity to sit and talk very briefly with the Commander Rocky from the Bed-Stuy Ambulance Corps, and Brother Rudolph was there. We'd like to say hi to everybody, all the peacekeepers who came down, and to those new members that came in, and Captain Dennis also announced that there is now a 21st branch of the Peacekeepers in the United States. So we have Brother Kareem, who's going to be co-hosting with me today, getting things rolling, putting his boots to the street. Brother Kareem, are you here?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Sister Rafika, and I'm present for peace.
Yes, sir. Let's get it rolling. Brother Kareem, were you in Were you in Brooklyn on Saturday?
Oh, yes, definitely. Was there and was present for peace and enjoyed it. It was a beautiful event, and the potential and the possibility is tremendous. We also announced that, you know, from that point on, that Kevin Kareem is now the National Chief Operating Officer of the Peacekeepers. So I had to definitely be there, you know, for that announcement, so that we could be able to let all the Peacekeepers see my face and put a face to a voice.
Well,
not,
you know,
just a voice in general.
I wanna just like cut in before I forget, because I had the opportunity to meet many of you that I see, I mean, that I talk to on the telephone all the time, and it was very funny when the Ingenuous Poet came up to me and I said, Ingenuous, my name is Sister Rafika and I'm present for peace. And he said, Sister Rafika, very nice to meet you. He said, press 1 if you want to talk. Because you know that's what I always say when I bring everybody in. But Brother Kareem, keep on and give your roll call. I'm going to bring some other people in. So I'm going to go offline for a quick minute, but just tell us a little bit about that event on Saturday, all the people who came through, and tell us all. I know I want to go in detail about that very impactful march around the radius of the 2 blocks that the Peacekeepers did in single file.
Oh, yes. I think I came a little bit after the march. But what I would like to do, you know, once we get most of the Peacekeepers on the line, is to kind of update them on some of the things that we were talking about at the event, as well as to reiterate what we spoke to them at the event in terms of the different directions that we'll be going in, as well as the benefits that we're going to be bringing to the Peacekeepers based upon, you know, the Bedford-Stuyvesant AMRLAMS Corps, some of the different structural things that will be putting in place that will be tremendously beneficial to the Peacekeepers in all the different 21 locations that we're looking at. These are some of the things that I would like to discuss with the Peacekeepers and just kind of get their feel for some of the different things that they may need in their area, because in the reality of anything that you're doing, you have to be servant. And if you're serving the people, that's when you'll get the results, and that's when you'll really get the feedback. So whatever you know, we're trying to do right now, and as I strategize with you know, Captain Dennis in terms of some of the things that we're going to be doing now and in the future, these particular things are going to need the input of every Peacekeeper and every individual that's involved in the Peacekeepers. It's not going to be, in other words, it's a dialogue. It's not a monologue. And we have to be interactive. We're going to be sending out information so that we can get feedback from most of the Peacekeepers in their areas so that we can be able to know what is their needs, as well as what are some of the things that we can do to make them more effective. Because every time that Captain Dennis goes to a particular city, we want to make sure that the Peacekeepers have the maximum impact, as well as his trip is successful. It meets the necessary criterion as well as standards that we would like to make sure that the Peacekeepers are exemplifying. And also, too, one of the things that we're going to be doing as we go along, and it's a thing that's constantly in motion. So as I said to the Peacekeepers when Captain Dennis brought me on before the Peacekeepers at the St. Paul's Church, is that this will be something that we'll be doing, and it'll be in motion. So as we move along and as we gather more information and we find out what the needs are, we'll be able to address those needs. We're also going to be creating policies so that we can all be on the same page with policies. It allows for us to understand where we are, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, how we should address certain things so that we can be more uniform and so that we can be able to, as much as possible, whatever area we are, if we're in West Palm Beach, if we're in Ohio, if we're in New Jersey, if we're in Philadelphia, Bronx, wherever we may be in Harlem, Brooklyn, Queens, we would have things that will guide us. And the way that that happens is mainly through policies. So what we're going to be doing is also redesigning the Peacekeeper site so that we would be able to give each Peacekeeper access to information as well as training modules that they'll be able to go in and get various different trainings for them. And so this would allow for the Peacekeepers, wherever they may be, if they're in West Palm Beach, if they're in Ohio, wherever they may be at, they'll get access, which is very important to be able to have access to the same amount of information so that we don't neglect any particular Peacekeeper. We also know that each particular area within this country has different needs. Ohio needs may be different from Brooklyn, needs may be different from the Bronx, you know, but what we would like to do is to make sure that at least there's a consistency of certain things, but we also know certain things are, like they said, they may be more variables. Certain things are flat, they will be consistent, some will be variables. But the main thing is really to get feedback from the Peacekeepers in their area, as well as for them to inform us, to let us know, you know, what can we do to make sure that whatever they're doing in their city, they're effective, that they have a great impact, and that when Captain Dennis comes to that city, that you'll be in a position that you can help him to be much more effective in whatever he may be doing in terms of bringing out the youth, in terms of being able to interact with the necessary powers that may be, as well as to being able to coordinate what needs to happen. And like I said, it'll take a little time, but it'll mainly be, and then we also find out from the Peacekeepers the skills levels, the various different people with various different skills, so that we can be able to tap into those skills and be able to pull them to the center or pull them to where we need them so that we can be able to utilize those particular skills. And so, like I said, so that the organization, as it moves forward, it will be more and more and more successful in all the different areas that we are going after as time goes along. And hopefully, you know, as we move forward in putting these things together, as we add more and more locations, you know, we'll have to have a much more, you know, a stronger policy, stronger structure that will be able to allow for this to happen, Sister Rafia. Thank you. Hello? Hello?
Hello, yes.
Okay.
How you doing? This is Brother Shaw. Brother Peace from Queens, New York. How you doing, brother?
Brother Shaw, how you doing today, Shaw?
Okay, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm filling in today for Captain Dennis, as you know, just for the roll call. And I, were you able to hear what I was just talking about the piece?
Yes, sir. I heard you loud and clearly, sir.
Okay. And like I said, Brother Shaw, this is your participation and everybody else's participation. It's an interactive situation in order for us to really move what we need to move forward and also to be much more structurally effective. So this is very, very important. We're going to need everybody's input into this, you know, so as we send out emails and surveys and other stuff so that we can gather back what each particular chapter in the Peacekeepers need, we'll be able to hopefully address that. And one of the other things that we're going to be doing as we go forward, Brother Shaw, is, and whoever else can hear me, is we're going to be putting together weekly, monthly, quarterly fundraising. And this particular is a very much needed necessity because each particular Peacekeeper, we need to make sure that they are stable and they can do what they need to do in their area, Brother Shaw.
I understand. I'm with you.
And did someone else just check in just now? Someone else just come on queue?
This is Sister Rafika. Yeah, I have an echo. I'm having a little technical difficulty right here, but did you bring Brother Shah in?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Sister Rafika. I know, Sister.
Okay, I'm going to try to clarify that right now.
We know your business deserves the best internet and phone service. Switch to Charter Business today and...
Brother Shah?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Brother Kareem. How you doing?
Yes, sir. And Brother Shah, you can give your roll call and tell us, you know, what's going on in your area as well as, you know, I would like to say, what did you feel and how did you feel about the event, you know, that transpired this week? You know, at the Reverend Young Judge Church with the, you know, Bedford Stuyvesant Ambulance Corps.
Well, I'd like to say it was a very successful event that we had at Mount Pisgah Church this January 19th at in Brooklyn. And it's always good to be around like-minded brothers that are present for peace, that are willing to sacrifice and put the work in and do the necessary things to bring peace to our communities. You know, as... The opening broadcast says, you know, due to economic conditions, there has been a very big uptick in crime, and our communities need the peacekeepers to intervene and to address many of these issues. You know, the housing crisis, the fact that they want to close down a lot of our schools, they want to close down a lot of hospitals in our neighborhoods, and we have to come together, as we have been coming together, raise the awareness, and as you suggested, work together to come up with the solutions and implement the solutions of how we're going to help ourselves.
Yes.
So it was a great event. It was great to meet you, Brother Kareem. It was great to meet Sister Rafika. You know, and I look forward to working with everybody to bring peace to our community.
You know, I just want to say this, you know, is that, you know, the time that I used to work on Wall Street, right, and one of the things that made a lot of those companies successful, it wasn't necessarily that a lot of them had money in the 80s when they were doing various different things. The main thing that made them not necessarily even just successful but was able to get access is because they came together and they cooperated. And that's the most important thing with us, is that if we cooperate with each other, Allah says the doors will open up for us. The doors were open for us. It's just a matter of being patient with each other, cooperating with each other, and even learning how to differ with each other, but don't become difficult, you know. And
I agree, brother.
And it will be good because when we get together, we can exchange opinion, ideas, you know, and that will bring us to, like what I remember one thing what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in one of the catechisms or lessons. It said, and let us all get together and work on this rust. You know? It didn't say me.
Correct.
It didn't say Brother Shah. He said, let's all get together and work on this rust. You know? And so when we all...
If I may add on real quick, Brother Kareem, you know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he gave a decree, you know, that we should not let ideological differences separate us. You know, that Christians should work together, and Muslims should work with Christians, and a good Christian is a Muslim, and a good Muslim is a Christian. And that's what happened Saturday.
Okay, Brother Shah, Brother Kareem, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I didn't know if you could hear me earlier. We're just having a little technical difficulties with the board today, but I just want both of you brothers to know, if you can just hold on, we'll pick back up on that, though. But we got a lot of callers holding on and want to give their report, so if you can just give me a moment, let me bring some of them in, and we can continue the conversation.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We got Brother Lamont from Delaware on the line. Brother Lamont, check in.
Yes, Brother Lamont, ex from Wilmington, Delaware. I'm present for peace.
Peace, brother.
I just want to.
Peace, Brother
how
Lamont.
How you doing, sir?
Yes, sir.
Pleased to meet you. I just want to give you a short report of what we've been doing in the city. Of course, we still are active with our 1 hour of peace every Saturday morning. We do that as faith. We've been doing that faithfully. Also, we have implemented a program per month where we adopt a daycare of children, and we feed them every once a month. We go in and feed them once a month and read to them and perhaps maybe show a video and just spend some time with the children. The children are about 4 and 5 years old. Okay.
Yes, sir. Brother Lamont.
And we have, yes, sir.
Let me ask you one thing,
yes,
that you, in Delaware, when you're doing this particular event, right, are you videotaping it? Are you taking pictures of it? Are you recording this event in time?
In some instances, we do. And some we don't because of there's children involved.
Okay, so
and
what I'm saying to you is that
we get clearance to do that.
Okay, if you can, whenever you are putting on an event, as much as possible, try to gather as much information, not necessarily the children in terms of their personal information, but just photo ops and different other things so that as we redesign the site, we can post that stuff up there so that we can let people know that what you're doing in Delaware, the peacekeepers are at present for peace in Delaware, and these are the things that we're doing. That's going to be very important in the future. So when you can, try to see if you can get photos, pictures, other different things, you know, so that at least on that side, so that we can post them on the site, Brother Lamont.
You know,
yes,
Brother Kareem and Brother Lamont, one thing that you always want to think about when you want to document an activity that involves young people and people who don't want to be on camera, you can always shoot from the back.
Right.
Sort of get like an upper body shot, but from the back, just to let the viewer who's looking at the picture know that there were children involved, but we don't want to, you know, put their faces on the camera.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, that would be a great, you know, angle to shoot from.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's great, Sister Rafi.
Yes.
Thank
and
you
we
for
have
your
Brother
suggestion.
Thank you, sir. We have Brother Barry from Brooklyn on the line. Brother Barry, check in.
Brother Barry.
Hey,
Brother
sister,
Barry.
Sister, how you doing? Like to first of all thank everyone for coming out on Saturday and supporting the captain in the manner in which you did. As always, we aspire to excellence. We expect excellence. So, you know, we're already planning to make this event better than it was this year, but. Having said that, I thank all that were involved for all of their participation. In particular, if there are any other brothers and sisters from the Brooklyn Peacekeepers, I would like to thank all of the Brooklyn Peacekeepers for all of the work that they put into that. There was quite a bit of planning, quite a bit of work, quite a lot of stuff happened to make this event what it was for everyone that was coming into the city. So we just want to thank you all for coming. Thank you all for supporting us and this movement. And I think it was an excellent vision on Captain Dennis's point that we become more involved in supporting other groups. The brother, I can't call your name, who's filling in for Captain. Give me your name one more time, please.
Oh, it's Kevin Kareem, Brother Barry.
Brother Kevin, yes.
Did I meet you?
Yeah.
I met you there?
I don't think so. I was running around. You might have got past me. You know, I saw when you were up making remarks, but I was running around doing what I do, trying to make sure that everything else was, you know, was in place. So that's why the name is slipping me. But I do look forward to the new policies that might be coming out. You know, the father said if you're faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. So. And it is my belief that if we just start where we are with what we have, and we will be able to move forward to continue to do the great work that we're doing. We're doing quite a work in Brooklyn, but our mission in particular as in Brooklyn is to be more resourceful. So in whatever ways we can become more resourceful, in Brooklyn, that's what we try to do, and you know, with jobs, with training, with housing. We've been able to assist people in getting housing, temporary housing. We've posted jobs. And when the brothers in, I'm going to just let you know, when the brothers in Brooklyn post jobs, we don't post jobs at McDonald's. We don't even look at jobs that are not offering at least a living wage. Because I'm not going to tell a brother to stop doing what he's doing and offer him something that's going to benefit him less. So when we do promote jobs, jobs do come our way. We ensure that those jobs are producing at least living wage jobs. You know, we are blessed to assist young ladies through mentorship. We have young kids who before didn't even think about college or being accepted into college. Now we look forward to in the future we look forward to sponsoring one or two children to go on a black college tour so that they might get firsthand the college experience. We don't believe in taking them to jails and visiting jails. We believe in excellence and high education. We believe in promoting what they are rather than what they are not. So that's just some of the little stuff we were able to get done while we were trying to host this party. And I guarantee you the next time you come to Brooklyn, the party is going to be bigger and it's going to be better. And we just thank you all for allowing us the opportunity to host this. So, brothers, keep up with the good work. And I look forward to working with you gentlemen in the near future.
Brother Barry,
thank
before
you
step before you step off, can you just give a report on the magnificence of the benefit for the Bed-Stuy Ambulance Corps?
Now, as I said, I'm in the back running around. I didn't get the final figure that was presented to them.
I got a number. I asked them what the number was. The number, I believe, from what the individual, when I asked him, he said it was 2,000.
Okay, well, I was a little short of what we wanted to do, but I'm encouraged because it was a start. We were able to do that. Just like 1 hour of doing something is better than 24 of doing nothing, 2,000 is better than zero. So
It was good because of the fact that, you know, like Reverend Youngblood said, he said it was impromptu, it was off the cuff, some of the stuff, and, you know, like.
Brother Kareem?
We might have lost him for a second, Sister Rafika. But I was excited about the start of something. And any time, sometimes the success at the start kills the movement. So with looking forward to something to work for, we're excited about this being an annual event, which we have declared it to be an annual event. And we look forward to, in the upcoming year, doing a lot more, working a lot closer with the Bed-Stuy Volunteer Ambulance Corps. We look forward to the training that we're going to be able to receive right here. I know that he's going to come out to the headquarters in Columbus, but we're blessed to have them right here in our neighborhood. So we look forward and greatly anticipate the upcoming training. Because we got started so late, there were several things on the program that we weren't able to get to, and one of the things that we were not able to get through that we don't want to overlook is that up out of Mount Pisgah Baptist Church under the patronage of Reverend Johnny Ray Youngblood, we're probably going to have 20 to 25 new peacekeepers that are going to be sworn in. We were supposed to have a T-shirt ceremony for them, and we didn't get to it, but I will be working with Pastor Youngblood, and that is the most exciting thing about it. That is, we will be able to actually start a new chapter right in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is a very large borough, and we're in Brownsville. After they receive their proper training, you'll have peacekeepers in Brownsville, and you'll have peacekeepers in the Bedford-Stuyvesant area. So that was one of the things that didn't get mention, but we are excited about, is our new brothers that are going to become peacekeepers. So, you know, the entertainment was great. The poetry was great. Everything about the program was great. And one thing you must know is Dr. Youngblood does not do anything halfway. And he is one of the most generous people that I've ever had the privilege to meet and to study under. So when he,
Brother Barry,
when he, yes,
you know,
yes.
It was definitely something that, you know, that we all experienced, and we love it, and we know that exactly what you said is going to be something that's going to, you know, next year it's going to be something even more exciting with those 25 peacekeepers that you are about to initiate. Are you going to take a do you have any time period when you're going to actually initiate or take them through the ritual, giving them their shirts?
Well, I'm going to speak with Pastor Youngblood, and knowing him, he will probably come up with a ceremony or a ritual. My recommendation is, as in with the original peacekeepers, is they be presented with their shirts when they complete the training. So I'm going to get with Brother Rudolph, and we're going to set up to start the training right away. There are three sessions with the CPR, with the self-defense, and with the interacting with others in the public. So once we get those three, then we will have a T-shirt ceremony. And whenever we do have that ceremony, Brother, I'll make sure that it's documented, and you will get that coverage. I got silence here.
Yes, hello?
Yes,
hello?
We're here,
yes, Brother
Barry.
Okay. We need to go to Brother Tate in Delaware, and we need to get him on the line. Thank you, Brother Barry, for your update. And hopefully, Brother Barry, as you coordinate these things, remember we're going to also need to be able to coordinate this with what we're doing now as me and Captain Dennis, or we've agreed to coordinate these things a little bit more tightly so that, you know, as we move forward. So please keep that in mind as you're moving forward to keep us abreast. And we'll talk, because I know we need to probably sit down and talk a little bit more, Barry. So I'll just...
Well, yeah, I look forward to... Captain Dennis has all my information. Get that from Captain Dennis. I look forward to sitting down with you and sharing some ideas, some views on things. So, brother,
thank
keep
you,
up
brother
the good
Barry.
Work.
Excellent. You too,
welcome,
Brother
aboard.
Barry. I love you, and thank you for the event.
Thank you, brother. We love y'all peacekeepers, because if we can't show love, then how can we promote love? So as closing, I'd like to say black love, black power, let it grow by the hour, brother. Black love, black power, let it grow by the hour.
I love you, Barry. Go ahead, keep it.
All right.
And we're bringing in Brother Tate from Delaware.
Brother Tate?
Yes, peace and blessings. How's everybody?
Peace and blessings, brother.
Yes, this is rapping. Tate from Wilmington, Delaware, with the Wilmington Peacekeepers on the direction of Dennis Muhammad, as well as Brother Lamont X. And I'm sitting here also with another brother. He's a brother that's a lost found from the community that teamed up with me. And he want to say peace and blessings. His name, Brother Damon.
Peace,
yes,
and blessings. Peace and blessings, Brother Damon.
Yes, Brother Damon is a brother. Brother Damon is a brother from the project that teamed up with me, and he's shooting all my videos. We have a video that he put up on YouTube entitled "They Killed Our Leaders," dedicated to the assassination of all our black leaders. But the point that we're making from the video is, where are the leaders at today? Because our young children are being slaughtered by the day as we talk. And so we just hope that we can keep the lesson.
Brother Damon, the theme today, or what we want to talk about, is the event that happened at the church. And were you there yourself?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, brother, all praise due. Yeah, it was beautiful. Brother Pastor Youngblood and the Peacekeeper brother, Captain Dennis, Eric B. was there. It was one of the most beautiful occasions. The brothers made you feel good and welcome. as soon as you walked into the post. And man, when you knew you saw Orange and Blue, you knew there was peace in Brooklyn for sure. And I grew up in Brooklyn when I was young. I left when I was 11. I stayed 475 Mill Avenue. So that was a blessing to be able to be among Pastor Youngblood and Captain Dennis and all the peacekeepers and the brothers from Jersey as well.
Yes, Brother Bass. I mean, Brother Drew from Delaware.
Yeah, we broke up. I couldn't hear anything, sir.
Okay. I heard most of the stuff you were saying, and we thank you for your information, and we look forward to, as if you didn't hear what we were saying earlier about some of the different things that we're going to be implementing, and we want to go to Brother J.R., He's waiting on the line right now. We want to speak to him and for him to give his report. So thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I am present for peace. I'm blessed each and every one. How you doing, brother?
I'm pretty good. Did I see you? You sound like a voice. You sound like a Lanny.
Yes, you were actually, if I'm not mistaken, you were standing next to me asking me for Sister Rafika because I was shooting video.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, I got you, brother. Because
yes.
I kept asking for Sister Rafika. I said, where's she at, man? I need to meet the same
yes.
man.
Yes.
No, yeah, I got you.
Yes, I just want to say that I am honored, I am humbled, and I am so happy to be a part of an event such as what went down this weekend, because it was like really more than just a dream come true. It was like just seeing something out of the Bible, because, you know, I've dreamt about us coming together as a people, not because of our, you know, religious differences and all of that, but that's we could come together as people, as human beings, and love one another, help one another, and just be able to agree with
oh,
one
yeah.
another.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and it was so beautiful because the elements were definitely in the house. You know, I just want to say that tomorrow night at 6 p.m., I will be broadcasting on my show, which is the Hood Rich Magazine, What's Rich in Your Hood, the complete ceremony that took place. So you can tune in on here on the Keys 107 tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and the whole 3 hours, or however long it was, the whole ceremony will be broadcast on my show. And it is my honor and my privilege to do something that I feel it was definitely a historical event that took place, you know, in many respects, and I want to congratulate Reverend Youngblood, Commander Rocky, which I could call Chief Dennis now, because he's
calling
their chief now.
Also,
got Chief Eric B. Chief Eric B. Okay, that's
and he wore his badge
like
all
this.
Day proudly.
Yes. Yes, you know, also the beautiful, the gentleman that did the piece, the poetry piece, I forgot, I think
yeah,
his name was
Brother Russell, mm-hmm.
no, in the beginning,
oh, in
and
the
young lady that,
mm-hmm.
yes, the young lady, I forgot her name, that did the poetry also in the beginning of the event. You know, the whole event was just one that we went to church, not just in the Christian sense, and in the Islam sense, we went to church and you just felt the love and you felt the caring and you know, just like you really feel like you're in a family, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
In a family and if you want to say a tribe, you know, it was just that feeling, man, and it's a beautiful experience for me. And once again, I wish that everyone could just tune in tomorrow. Whoever missed the ceremony, you can hear it tomorrow. Everything is nice and clear, and it's uplifting. Believe you me, you don't want to miss it, brother.
Well, Brother J.R. Strong, when can we see some of that footage on YouTube? I mean, what you gonna do with it?
Well, with the footage, I want to start putting some
Sister
stuff up on my. I have.
what we would like you to do, Brother J.R., as soon as we finish off doing the Peacekeeper site, what we'd like you to do is take that footage, and so we can put that footage up on the Peacekeeper site.
Yes, so I'll have it for you.
People go there. So we're going to definitely need that so that we can put that footage up on the Peacekeeper site.
There you go.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Brother.
And I want to thank you on behalf of Captain Dennis, J.R. Strong, for bringing out your equipment and just being there from the beginning to the end and documenting this historic event.
Well, that's what we need to do. And like Brother Kareem said, you know, it's very important that in everything that we're doing that it's all documented.
Absolutely.
Everything must be documented, and it must. That's the only way people are going to know. You know, so it's good to have an event or whatever, but, you know, even after the event, if nobody knows about it, then, you know, it never happened.
Can I just say one quick thing? Now,
sure.
You saw the people that was there then. Now, imagine when we have 20,000 people filling up Madison Square Garden in all honor.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh,
event,
yeah.
Like, and that's
oh, yeah.
going to be soon. But imagine that, you know. So
we're
talking about is beautiful, but imagine that, and that's going to be going to happen. That's going to happen.
Listen up. We got Hafiz on the line, ready to check in and give his report from South Carolina. But before we go to Brother Hafiz, I want to make an announcement that we have a bunch of peacekeepers listening in. But I need you to press the number one on your keypad if you want to check in, because otherwise I don't know you want to check in. So the number to call is 213-943-3618. That's area code 213-943-3618. And press the number one on your keypad to check in.
And who's coming in right now?
Hafiz is on the line from South Carolina.
Brother Hafiz.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, brother? This is Captain Hafiz. You know, I had a crazy week, guys, and I was waiting until Tuesday to tell you, because there's no one else that really would understand. Anybody that's by a computer right now, if you can, go ahead and Google the Cairo Declaration on Human Rights in Islam. I'll tell you a little bit of background. Some of the work started in about 1989. In 1990 in Cairo, there was a meeting of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, and they came up with this Declaration of Human Rights in Islam, which was kind of an addendum to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. There were some things that they felt in Muslim countries they didn't totally agree with. So diplomatically, it's been a huge thing. You know, from 1990 until a few days ago, it wasn't really a settled issue. And now the document has had so much attention paid to it and so much discussion that even from what I understand, Pakistan has just signed on to the agreement, and all of the rest of the extremely strict Muslim nations find no argument or fault with the document as it's currently written. So the International Human Rights Organization is behind this. They put it out there. Go ahead and look at it, and you should be able to get some current text.
That's a beautiful thing. But, Brother
I know we have to go to commercial. Let's get that commercial in.
Yes, sir. It's about time for that commercial. So you hang on, Peacekeepers. Call in at 213-943-3618. That's 213-943-3618. Press that number one so we know you want to check in. And that wasn't the commercial. The commercial's coming up right now.
This portion of The Keys was brought to us by Rafika Consultants and Services, LLC. Rafika Consultants and Services, LLC is on the cutting edge of emerging technologies for designing online classes and providing face-to-face and virtual technology training or help with computer programs, web design, and graphic arts. We also provide biography writing services for websites. For more information, give us a call at 631-399-0149. That's 631-399-0149. Of The Keys on Blog Talk Radio was brought to you by The Fluffs Present the Alphabet, now found in paperback, sporting a 5-star rating on Amazon.com. This portion of The Keys was brought to us by Moon107.com.
Moon 107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Moon 107 is an online retail store featuring women's and men's clothing and a gift shop. The woman's shop features stylish tunics, suits, and accessories, and offers the well-dressed woman an outlet to find the perfect gift for self or for someone else. The men's shop offers classy French cuffed shirts for the well-dressed man. The gift shop offers organic skin, hair, bath accessories, and inspirational music imported from Africa, India, and Asia, as well as jewelry and accessories. Moon 107, fashions and gifts that bring out the best in you. Don't forget to visit moon107.com.
Blog Talk Radio. If you don't have the keys on your Blog Talk Radio, then your Blog Talk Radio isn't really on.
Well, we're back with the Peacekeepers Roll Call, coming down nearer to our Hour of Power ending, and we have Brother Andrew from Australia on the line, and the kids, you can see the Peacekeepers are broadening their horizon.
Brother Andrew. Brother Andrew from Australia, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Brother Andrew from Down Under.
It's a pleasure to be here this morning. And how are you?
Excellent, excellent today. A little cold, but I know you're hot down there. What is it, about 75, 80 degrees down here right now?
The hotter the better, as far as I'm concerned. I like it nice and warm. I'll just give you a brief explanation as to why I am here.
Yes.
I represent Global Peace Forces. We are allied with a number of other units. My captain is Brother Hafiz, and I'm also attached to the International Human Rights Commission. And organization. Now, we recently signed an agreement called the Cairo Declaration of Human Rights, which guarantees human rights for the Islamic family globally. I've been working on that since 1989. We are becoming more and more actively involved in global peacekeeping. And doing it on the ground, because look, the reality is that one cannot trust one's politician.
But I have a question for you, brother. I lived in the Islamic countries. I lived in Egypt. I lived in Sudan, and I've lived in these places, right? And one of the things that I find is that whatever declaration that most of the time is signed by individuals, there's no enforcement. It's like all gums and no teeth. And
I agree.
What do you say about that? Because you can sign as many declarations and put the word Islam on it, but in reality, most of the countries, that from Morocco to Oman, most of them are dictators, are tyrants. I mean, the Arab Spring is bringing about a change. But
I agree with
what you.
Say because
about this?
The current situation is that most of these governments have agenda that are not geared to serve their people. Serve themselves. They have interests in oil. They have relationships with the Rothschild banking industry and big pharmaceutical companies, and they have forgotten the obligation to their own brothers. Now, personally, I have family on a global scale. Very fond of my family. I have brothers and sisters all over the globe, and they are Muslims, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, I don't care. My own daughter is keen on marrying a Muslim man. She's converting to Islam, and I will support her 100%. I have adopted daughters in Indonesia and Malaysia. Some are Buddhist. One of my daughters in Asia is Muslim, and she has my grandchildren, and I will support her. Essentially, we have to bring back family values. The family is the only thing that's serious. You can start team building. You can start scratching your backside. It will not work.
But you know, brother, you know, because of the discussion and the things that you're talking about are so broad and they have such a deep historical meaning, and we only have about maybe 10 or 15 more minutes, what we'd like you to do is, you know, keep us abreast and definitely let the peacekeepers know.
Look, I'm more than happy to keep you abreast.
Important. And
but
what what you can do is in the next 30 days, like, go back to the peacekeepers' website and keep us abreast, or either email us and let us know about this, because we're interested in these things, but we also want to, we got other people on the line that are ready to check in. We got our brother from Atlantic City who we want to hear from. We definitely need to hear from him.
My brother, let me assure you that not only will I keep you abreast, but if you look out at the sky, you will see a large number of unidentified flying saucers. Now, they're not unidentified. They are our brothers and sisters, and they stand with me.
Now, what we're
going to
do, we're going to do this. We're going to let you hold
Brother
Andrew,
can you,
and we've got our brother.
Yes,
okay?
Sir. Can you just hold the line, Brother Andrew, and just hang in there
course.
With us? Brother Taiwa, check in.
Yes, I'm pleasant for peace.
Yes, Brother Taiwa, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, it was a long, long week. Well, we got some work done, though, starting on Thursday all the way to New York. You know, it was beautiful, man. The peacekeepers. You know, we're branching out, man, just trying to, you know, add on, you know, some more chapters. There's another chapter in Pleasantville that we definitely we gotta follow up on so it can come out to be what we wanted to be, you know, get the training started, get the people
Definitely,
so,
definitely.
So it can go, you know, 6 weeks. Because, you know, when we did our training, there's 6 months. We just did that to take it along so we can get it down packed. But, you know, from there, you know, Saturday went to New York, was with the captain and Dougie Fresh, you know, so it was a good week. It was a good week for us, man. Thanks,
y'all,
from what
I understand, when y'all went back, y'all ran into DMX, didn't y'all?
DMX at the rest stop. And he said, man, come on down. We went down there and took over. It was my old job anyway, where they had it at. But we went down there and we was in the back. People were standing in front. We was in the backstage with Dougie Fresh, Kumo
D. And he put
D.
on the shirt. And I understand he put on the shirt and everything, and he went out and performed with one of the I'm Present for Peace shirts.
Yeah, soon we got in there, he seen the shirt. He said, where my shirt at? Like he said the song, where my shirt at? We were in the truck, got him a shirt. And when he got to the concert, he wore the shirt in because we was up front, and one of the officers said, that's Steve Young, you know, man. DMX got his shirt on, let them in. And that was it, man. It was beautiful.
Oh, okay. Great, excellent. You know, and you know, and you enjoyed yourself. Did I got a chance to speak with you, didn't I?
In New York? Was it in New York?
Yeah, when you was at the event at the church? Well,
I
spoke to my other brother there. Yeah.
What's your name?
Kareem, Kevin Kareem.
I was on the other side. I might have seen you, but I don't think we reasoned, though. I think you reasoned with Muhammad.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I knew it was somebody I spoke with in Atlantic City, you know.
The man, Captain Dennis Bush. Man, oh man.
Yes,
we just
you
keep
know,
the fire
brothers.
Running, man. That's all, man. Do everything that we can do.
Yes, sir.
We want to close out, brother Tywin and brother Kareem. There are no more peacekeepers ready to check in at this point. So what we want to do is just give some closing words and some closing thoughts, and I want to take a moment and play that beautiful song that Brother TNT offered Captain Dennis. I'm present for love, I'm present for peace, and it's because we have a little slower day today, we can perhaps play that in its entirety, as it is a beautiful song, but it is about, you
know,
2 minutes
long. That's supposed to be the theme song, right? They get together.
Yeah, so we have to edit it down, brother, because it's a bit long.
Yeah.
So go ahead and, Kareem, please give your closing thoughts.
Well, what I'd like to just say, my name is Kevin Kareem. I'm now the National Chief Operating Officer, working with Captain Dennis and the peacekeepers across the country. And like I reiterated earlier, is that what we'd like to do is get feedback from you in your areas. If it's the 21 different locations and the peacekeepers that are there, we need to get feedback, information, because my responsibility is to serve you and to work with you and to make sure that you are more effective in your areas. And when you're more effective, when Captain Dennis comes to your city, he'll be more effective, you'll be more effective, and it'll allow for the organization to be perceived and be in in a much better position, because as information gets organized, it allows for us to be much more structured. And what I like to say is that, you know, it's going to take time, it's going to take patience, but if we be patient with each other and we do the things that allow for us to make mistakes but not to hurt each other, then I think we'll grow. And as we show this love with each other, all it's going to do is allow for us to grow and grow and grow as we move along. And I look forward to, you know, working with all the peacekeepers across the country and what we have to do on the training side, on the educational side, on the policy side, so that everything could be much more uniform, so that as we move forward in with the Peacekeepers Initiative on first responders training, with the areas of disaster relief and disaster preparedness, we can have all these things uniform under an umbrella that will allow for us to truly make a great impact in the areas that we're in. Thank you.
Brother Kareem, I'd like to thank you.
Oh, and also I thank Brother Dennis, Brother Captain Dennis, for allowing me to just stand in for him today. He was feeling a little bad. He called me up and let me know he was, you know, just under the weather. So, you know, let's pray for our brother, because our brother works very hard, and it's mentally and emotionally tiresome, you know. So
hey, you
realize it, okay?
Yes, sir. I wanted to thank you for co-hosting with me and thank Captain Dennis for all that he does. And it was a pleasure meeting him face-to-face for the first time. And we're going to sign off. And I just thank all of you for your time and giving us your hour of power. And let's keep it strong. Let's come back tomorrow at 5:30 and do the roll call and give your reports. This is Sister Rafika, and I'm signing out.
Hey, you. Bring that microphone over here. I want to tell you something. Hey, my name is Bobby, and I've been living homeless on the streets of New York for years. And the only reason why I'm eating out of dumpsters and I'm living without my family is because I lost my keys. Listen to keys.
Difference. You know, it's all going. And I'll say that Captain Dennis, you know, it's the first one that really taught me that lesson. It's true that, you know, there ain't no end to good work, but you do it because it's for your soul.
Right.
It's what you get to get, and you keep living with it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's tough, and there's a lot of suffering on the communities. I really don't want it to pay up to other communities. I just left Palestinian people suffering for real.
Right.
And everybody else. The rest of the world suffers before, so the work you're doing, I know not to be, looks like it's completely disrupted, but, you know, your brother's doing the good work, so I'm happy to be a supporter.
Oh, man, we're proud of you, Russ.
On the ground, so I wish I was on the ground with you.
I'll wrestle you.
All the time, but I can certainly appreciate your work. Thank you.
Hey, Russell, just keep tweeting the Peacekeepers Global. These are where I met them at. What you did in retweeting the Peacekeepers website, these are the people I meet. Everything you're doing is bearing fruit, Russ. I appreciate you, man. You know I love you, dude. All right, you take care, Russ.
Is that peace is too much to ask for? Well, I just think it's a piece of a piece and we should have more. Don't really need a leader, just establish some norms. What's expectable and unacceptable for yours? There's nothing wrong with rules of conduct to govern our own. Or would you rather the GOP come govern your homes? There's something wrong if you feel like it's right to be malicious, or the fact that you're robbing your own neighbors of their riches. It's something sickening that our youth has adopted the savage. It's reality, so it's non-existence or no balance. We need clarity because we see violence as a good habit, but it's damaging because it's us killing us and it's madness. That's inadequate, so we came up with a solution to handle it. A global initiative that was sought to improve our statuses, social, economics, and education. Make this a better nation. Say this pledge and I pray that you'll never break it. Raise your right hand as you say this. To love and respect myself and my fellow man. Protect our women, children, and the elderly. Not to commit any acts of violence on myself or others. To help improve my community with righteous endeavors. I'm present for peace. I'm present for peace. I'm present for peace. I'm present for peace. That's the reason why we're living like the beast, but it's our obligation to make sure our people live in peace.
If I could evolve the minds of the world, I would tell them peace is what you need. No need to hold on to the lies and the suffering. only hold you from being free. But if you look inside yourself, it unfolds so naturally. The beauty inside your soul is here, and I hope to see you there on the other side of love. We can dance and dance to love and harmony. That's why I'm present for peace, I'm present for love, I'm present for hope and all the above. And I can't get enough. And I can't get enough.
To love and respect myself and my fellow man. Protect our women, children, and the elderly. Not to commit any acts of violence on myself or others. To help improve my community with righteous endeavors. I'm present for peace. I'm present for peace. I'm present for peace. I'm present for peace. That's the reason why we're living like some beasts. But it's our obligation to make sure our people live in peace.
What you and I have to let the man know is we are peaceful people. We are loving people. We love everybody who loves us.
We are dying spiritually and psychologically in disproportionate numbers at home with the ghettos. And I think the war itself accounts for our constant spiritual and psychological death here at home.
I'm present for peace.
My
mother,
my father, because whatsoever that is, and I have cried after their sacrifice of over 300 years, I shall use for the salvation of the 400 million black people in the world, and the day when I forsake my people, may God have my gift and have no one like me.
You learn
just to love God and to love yourself and to love your neighbor and yourself.
I'm present for love, I'm present for hope, and all the above.
Challenge the forces that would destroy what you love.